losing control. It's so easy to lose control. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination, Losing Control. It's so easy for us to lose control. We can always tell when we're losing control when we start raising our voice, when we start getting squeaky, when we start getting a voice like, "Oh, you sweet little dog, you want a little dog, oh, you good little dog." And you know, that's sort of baby talkish, doggy talkish that people do. And what they're doing is they have an emotion. They have a feeling. They have a nature about them that wants to express. And they feel they have to express it in high-pitched ways, in a manner of speaking, and in a manner of acting. Now, a master doesn't do that. A master, a person who is really in charge, never allows them to raise their voice. I think if we could all take a course in elocution and learning how to speak, we would be well wise to do so. Because the art of elocution, the art of speaking, the art of communicating publicly your thoughts and your ideas with words and with gestures is a very, very sophisticated art. It's an art that some people seem to be born blessed with, and other people seem to be a long distance from it. And the only reason is the art of elocution demands one thing of us, and that is to be ourselves and have fun. And if we are being ourselves and have fun, then we do not try to impress anyone else. If we are being ourselves and having fun, we do not go around trying to raise our voice and scream at people and shout at people and use a language that is not presentable at all times. When we do that, we are stepping out of character. We're stepping out of being ourselves and having fun of who we really are. Whenever a person raises their voice, whenever a person begins to speak high and pitchy, you know, and strident and dominant, you know that they have lost control. You know they're no longer in control. And whenever you or I do that, then we are out of control. We are not in charge of whatever it is we're doing. Now, it's a very evident and obvious thing, and it is evident and obvious to everybody else, but very seldom is it evident and obvious to ourselves. Now, a course in elocution would teach you to make yourself aware at all times of how you are presenting yourself, of how you are speaking your words, of how you are articulating your thoughts and your ideas so that other people can understand what you're saying, so other people can get the message without you having to use certain gesticulations that are going to be outrageous to yourself and others. Screaming and hollering and crying and doing other things to get attention and to get what you want, to get your point across, are ineffective because you are not being yourself and having fun. If you're being yourself and having fun, then you are always in charge of every word you speak. And I would rather say every word I speak, because I like to remind myself constantly of these things as I do them. When I am responsible for every word that I speak, I feel very comfortable. When I'm responsible for every thought that I think and communicate, then I am responsible for myself, and I'm a happy person. I'm being myself and having fun whenever I communicate what is in my heart. People say, "Well, I wouldn't want to hurt their feelings." You can't hurt their feelings if you aren't going to hurt yours. You'll say it in the right way. That's called diplomatic talking. Talking like a diplomat is a person who can make another person feel good about what you want them to do. And not necessarily making them feel like you want them to do it, but making them feel it's what they want to do. Now, if you can communicate that sort of an idea, you are being yourself and having fun. You're enjoying yourself. An ambassador does not find it a task to be an ambassador. An ambassador trains himself every day. He will not allow himself at any time to have a negative attitude about anybody, anybody. His own family, himself, his world, the people that he deals with. And the reason that he cannot do that, the reason that he does not do that and cannot do that, is he might slip. At some very crucial point in discussions and manipulation, yeah, in maneuvering his thinking and thoughts with other people, he might slip and say what is really on his mind, that he doesn't like that. That he thinks the other person is doing something wrong. Now, we don't want to think that the other person is doing something wrong. We want to think that we observe them doing things right. So we say to the child, "Oh, you're so wonderful." And the child wasn't wonderful at all. But as we keep saying that to the child will respond in that way. Well, now, humans, adults, children, dogs, cats, all beings respond in that same way. If you expect the best out of them, they will give it to you. If an army officer expects the best out of his platoon or his cohorts in the army, they will give him their best. If the officer is pure and good and beautiful and competent and knowledgeable in all areas that he is supposed to be, his group will follow him anywhere. They will believe in him. But if he is uncertain, if he has no ability to be a good speaker, if he cannot communicate what he really wants to communicate, if he communicates any fear at all, then they don't want to follow him. They joke about him. They find him useless to them. And they don't do their best to save his life. If he wants to run off and do something foolish, they just let him do it. But of course, good soldiers and good beings like we all are, good persons, we don't create people in our world being obnoxious. We create people in our world being outstanding just the way we are. We can always be sure if there are obnoxious people around us, that's us. If there are people who are doing things that are not very proper, that's us. Our elocution lessons teach us to be ourselves and have fun, to speak from the inner depths of our being, to listen to the divine, to listen to the magic of the allness in us speaking, and reveal that outwardly in a beautiful way. We all have this opportunity to do this. Now, do we want to do it? Or are we such an emotional ball that we are totally out of control? Are we so hysterical that we cannot do the simplest task that's necessary to be done at that moment? It's a good question to ask yourself. It's a good thought to think about. Now, where do you stand on this? Where do you stand on the pathway of being yourself and having fun? Where do you stand on the roadway of your elocution lesson? Learning how to be master of yourself, learning how to speak with diction and with quality and with charm and with magic and music, reflecting 100% that magical person that's within you and me. Perhaps we should give a course in elocution. It wouldn't hurt at all, would it? A course in being yourself and having fun. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, here at the Absolute Monastery, we do that every day. And it is more fun than you can shake a stick at. Have a lovely day, my beloveds. You are very special. You're my reflection, and you're wonderful. And I love you. I love you. I love you.